Fine writer with the Detroit News. Christine, we are late. We had internet challenges. We had computer challenges, but we overcame them all.
You're here.
And yep. Now we're talking with you. How are you this morning?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Interesting story on the front page of the Detroit News yesterday. Ernie Harwell's memorabilia is put at risk by the city library. And many folks may think, well, no big deal, but this collection is worth millions. Tell us about your great story.
Well, yeah, I think since the mid-60s, had picked the Detroit Public Library basically to be the custodian of his just meticulous, he had just collected so much through his career, and he basically loved libraries. His brother was a librarian, so, you know, he really valued that whole system and wanted it in Detroit, so he decided to, you know, give it to Detroit Public Library and had been for years. And his real goal with that, folks say, was to have a real public exhibit where folks could come down before a game and, you know, go through everything, the photos and the baseball cards that he had, and then go over to the game down Woodward. So, unfortunately, that's not the situation right now. They pretty much have that exhibit room dark most days. It's you have to call ahead, make an appointment for the most part. I think if you drop down unannounced, they pretty much try to accommodate you. But they just laid off one of the main point people, caretakers of the collection. So it's going to be that much harder to get in to see it. There's basically just one guy right now handling everything, and he is the head of all the library's special collections. So he's got a lot to do besides just Harwell's. And so a lot of people are wondering if this is the best way to handle this collection and if this is what Ernie wanted. They had an incident several years ago, four years ago, where an employee stole some of the baseball cards. So there's been issues with theft. And, if you have less staff and fewer eyes looking at this stuff, the concern that might happen again.
Well, Ernie Harwell, as you write, the beloved broadcaster with the Detroit Tigers, who had memorabilia from his 68-year career. It was worth $4 million. Holy cow.
Yep. Yeah. They had it, both Gary Spicer, his lawyer, and I talked to a former curator of the collection, and they had estimated it at that. And the librarian had talked with some people at Cooperstown, and they compared notes, he said, and they believed that they had in volume, second only to Cooperstown.
Well, it sounds like from reading your story, that's exactly where it needs to go, the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. Where do we stand now with this? What's the library doing? Is Ernie's wife thinking about, making changes and sending it somewhere else?
No, they're not thinking of sending it anywhere else. I mean, they know Ernie wanted it in Detroit, and there's no question about that, and he wanted it at the library. I think what they're trying to do is work with the library to raise funds to maybe create an endowment, so it would be privately held money, and it would fund a staff person and other things. So they may have an auction of, like, duplicate items in the collection, and they may look at, like, licensing. They can make money off licensing some of the images or some of the materials. So they're trying to generate some ideas to raise money, but they don't want it anywhere else but Detroit and the library. Some people, the library has really struggled. We've been writing quite a bit about their mismanagement and their some major misspending that they've gone through. So people are questioning the leadership over there, but Ernie clearly wanted it in Detroit, so I don't think they're gonna change that at all.
Looking at your story, Christine, Ernie had baseball cards from Detroit's first professional baseball team, the Wolverines, from 1981 through 1988. He's got Ty Cobb cards. He's got Ichiro Suzuki signed glove. He's got Negro League photos. He's got signed documents. He's got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it was amazing. There are more than 100,000 newspaper clippings alone. I mean, the guy just was such a collector. And thank God. I mean, some of these authors that I talked to that have researched baseball books say, they couldn't find this stuff anywhere else. There was like a bound volume of carbon copies of letters that the Tigers organization sent out. I think it was back 1903 to 1912. And Ernie at one point found that in the trash over at Tiger offices and snagged it. And I talked to one author who said that that's just a one of a kind and that no one else has some of this stuff. So,
well, you can read Christine McDonald's great article. Just go to detnews.com. Fabulous stuff, Christine. And it makes me want to get involved and do something. I think we may be contacting Ernie's lawyer. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.